that in handicraft were the envy of master craftsmen, mm-hmm. have at last become trembling. The soul-like intoxicating Narcissus eye sees it dimmed at last and water trickling from it. The lion that advances into the ranks of lions, at last he is conquered by a mouse.
Okay, here is not a lion. The guy is Heidar, means a big fighter, Superman. A Superman that goes in the field with the lions and has no fear, gets old and gets a fearful nonsense. That's what it is. Yes.
The acute, far-seeing, artful genius beholds it at last, imbecile as an old ass. The curly lock that sheds musk and takes away the reason, at last it is like the ugly white tail of a donkey. Observe its existence, at first pleasing and joyous, and observe its shamefulness and corruption in the end. For it showed the snare plainly. It plucked out the fool's mustache in your presence. Do not say, then, the world deceived me by its imposture. Otherwise, my reason would have fled from its snare.
Uh-huh. This is something that happens to everyone. There is the existence which is good and lovely, but that will rot away. And you should be careful about this. You cannot say that, I'm cheated. Whatever I find, it goes, everything rots. Because rotting is one of the phenomena of existence itself. Whatever exists should rot away to give place to the newcomers. Because always the new synthesis will come out. Yes.
Come now, see the golden collar and shoulder belt have become a shackle and chain. Reckon every particle of the world like this. Bring its beginning and its end into consideration. The more anyone regards the end, the more blessed is he. The more anyone regards the stable, the more banned is he.
Okay, it's the same stuff, but it's a little bit playing with the words. For you, it's a little bit silly, because in Persian there is this pronunciation of one word, Aharbin, Ahorbin. Ahorbin means the animal who is looking at the food stuff in front of him, and Aharbin means the fellow who is looking at the future, what will happen at the end, what is the outcome. Yes.
Regard everyone's face as the glorious moon. When the beginning has been seen, see the end. Lest you become a man blind of one eye, like Iblis. He, like a person docked, sees half and not half. He saw the clay of Adam, but did not see his obedience to God. He saw in him this world, but did not see that which beholds yonder world.
You see, suddenly he went towards Satan. Why? Because we're talking about your Satan, this intelligence. Your intelligence is looking at your existence and will see your existence, right? Look at it. Your brain believes in your existence. Your existence is for one single moment. And your existence is not you. Your spirituality is you, but the Satan doesn't see it. We told you at the beginning with the Satan, this is what we meant. Now look at it. Your intelligence is looking at your existence, and you think that this is me. Is this me? How many times I explained it here? This is not me. This is a part of me. Me, before this accident, could walk. Is that a part of me or not? My childhood is a part of me or not. Whatever I am, it will rot away. This is getting old and rotting away. I'm the totality of all of this. I'm not this single stuff, single existence. This is the simple logic of Satan, looking at the human being and saying, okay, this is it. This is this fellow. If you say this, yes, you are pointing at what? His physical existence, yes. The hair, the eyes, the hands, all of that. Are you talking about his character and personality? No. Which one is here tomorrow? This one is not. Do you know how many cells you will drop every single day? You will change. This is changing, isn't it? This is not what I was when I was 20. But my character, that's what counts. Here, we will say, don't be simple, like the simple way Satan looked at that human being. He didn't see what's really inside the human being. Yes?
The superiority of men to women, O valorous one, is not on account of strength and money-making and landed estates. Otherwise, the lion and the elephant, because of strength, would be superior to the human being, O blind one.
Why going to man and a woman here? Because this is what we're talking about. Do you remember the woman and the man? It says, man is more important than the woman. Not because it's strong and will do this, it's powerful and will do this and that and that. The difference, if it was that, okay, a real lion will be much better than a brave human being because it's stronger. That's not what we are talking about. When we said the man is better than the woman, and we gave you a detail in this book, do you remember when the message arrived at the Belgrade? She thought that how she's supposed to give some gold to Solomon. That's how it is. Solomon doesn't need anything. This is the difference between the spirit and the brain. This is what we are talking about. So, yes.
The superiority of men to women, O time server, is because man is more regardful of the end. The man who is crooked in respect of seeing the end, he, like a woman, is inferior to those acquainted with the end. From the world are coming two cries in opposition, for which you are adapted. Its one cry is the quickening the devout with life, and its other cry is the cajoling the graceless. I am the thorn blossom, O sweet cherisher. The flower will drop, and I shall remain a thorn bough.
Ah, okay. It's as simple as this, I could explain it. From this existence, there are two voices always talking. First one is something which is talking about the opposite stuff, because these two are opposite each other. It's up to you. It's your choice. Which one do you want to go? Then it comes an analysis that in every single step there are these two voices. Something could talk about, hey, look at me, I'm here. Or say, hey, look at me, I'm going. Because everything is arriving and going. These changes, yes?
I am the thorn blossom, O sweet cherisher. The flower will drop, and I shall remain a thorn bough. The cry of its blossom is, here is the flower seller. The cry of its thorn is, do not strive towards me. You have accepted this. You are left by the other, for a lover is deaf to the contrary of the object love. The one cry is this, here am I, ready. The other cry is, look upon my latter end.
Yep. This is the simplest way to see it, that when you're looking at something, that something is saying what? This is me, I'm ready. You should think that, okay, this is what it is, but what will happen to it later? Because there are a lot of stuff that it's good to pick up, but in an hour it will rot and it will smell bad and it will ruin your day. It's up to you what you do. If you are in rush, the first call that will say, I'm ready, pick me up, oh, opportunity is here, grab the opportunity. If you're like that, easily you could be a loser. If you want to be a winner, whatever calls that, here I'm ready, you should think that, okay, you're like this, you're good now. What's your future? What will happen later? Because the time will not stop. Yes.
My readiness is like guile and ambush. Behold the image of the end in the mirror of the beginning. When you have gone into one of those two sacks, you have become contrary and unsuitable to the other. Oh, happy is he who, from the first, heard that which the intelligences and the ears of men have heard.
The happy one, the lucky one, is the one that will listen to the secondary voice, which is talking about the future of the stuff. Yes?
It has found the house empty and taken abode. All else appears to him perverted or wonderful. The new pot that has drawn to itself some urine, water cannot detach that filth.
Let's go back to the first book. Do you remember? The man should carry that vase of the water he collected to the caliph, right? He said, okay, first of all, that vase should remain clean. If instead of water, you draw a little bit filthy stuff in it, you cannot wash it away. Forget about that, because this is what will happen. In this globe, somebody, when does something awful, that awfulness will ruin his character for good. When you cheat, you become a cheater. You don't need it to kill 200 people to be a killer. Just one. Then you are a killer, period. So be careful and pay attention. As soon as you could, you should change. You should change to pay attention to the future of existence. Why? Because future is coming, and future is something that we share with the new generation. This is what we give them. Because when you think about me, it's like a lot of people now. When they look at the environment, they do whatever they want. They don't care that, what are we doing to the future generation? Should we ruin everything and hand it to them and get out of here? This is what we are talking about. Yes?
Everything in the world draws something. Infidelity, the infidel, and righteousness, him who is guided aright. There is both the amber and the magnet. Whether you are iron or straw, you will come to the hook. The magnet carries you off if you are iron. And if you are straw, there will be in contact with the amber.
Yeah, this is what it is. There is a superficiality and understanding the depth. You cannot be both. If you do the superficial stuff, you remain superficial and that's it. If you go deep, you will understand what the depth is and you go deeper and deeper and deeper. This is what the choice is. To understand that a part of you wants what is there. The other part that we are talking should be there to think that, okay, what is the future of this stuff? What will happen if I have it? Yes?
When anyone is not associated with the good, he inevitably becomes a neighbor to the wicked.